You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian government provoked strong reaction this week when it abstained from the vote at the UN that demanded Israel end its occupation of the Palestinian territories within 12 months. Dissent to the government's decision came on both sides of this hotly contested issue. Alex Rifkin is the co-chief executive of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. He explained his organisation's concerns to SBS's chief political correspondent, Anna Henderson.
We're extremely disappointed. You know, we expected more from the government on the face of the resolution. The government should have plainly voted against it. It expresses some of the most extreme and maximalist positions conveyed by the Palestinian side, and it really feels like our government has abandoned an ally in its critical time.
Just in terms of the detail of the motion, I mean, the call at the heart of it was for conflict to end within a year, for Israel to withdraw from the West Bank and Gaza within a year. I mean, isn't it reasonable for the Australian community to call for an end to a war?
Well, certainly we all want to see an end to the war, but we have to be realistic about the causes of the war and how an end of conflict and the beginning of peace will be achieved. And it's not by heaping all the blame on Israel and casting the Palestinians as innocent victims in a conflict that's largely of their own making and choosing. We've seen in the past, both in this conflict and others around the world, when one party unilaterally withdraws from territory, it's a recipe for absolute disaster. The most extreme forces within that movement inevitably take control, and it makes peace all the more elusive and hard to achieve.
So what are your concerns about what could come after this vote?
Well, it won't achieve a withdrawal of Israel from the West Bank and those contested territories. Israel will not act against its fundamental security interests. It has already seen in Gaza what happens when it pulls settlers and troops out of a contested territory. You have the emergence of jihadist forces, and violence and war and terrorism ensues. So Israel, I'm sure, will ignore this. There could perhaps be damage to the bilateral relationship between our two countries. But ultimately, Israel will need to serve its own security interests. At the moment, it's fighting on every front for its survival. It's dealing with Iran. And these are paramount concern to Israel, not the goings-on at the UN General Assembly and the opinions of hostile states.
It wasn't just Australia that abstained on this vote. It was also the UK, Canada, Germany and Ukraine. So what does that say about the international mood and I guess efforts from lobby groups like yours to have that policy setting from the Australian government in line with the position you would like Australia to take?
Well, firstly, we're not a lobby group. We represent the Australian Jewish community and its interests. So we don't lobby for any foreign country or any private interests. In terms of what this vote means and the other abstentions, ultimately, we're Australians and we're concerned with what Australia does. And it's very easy to go along with the United Nations and the majority of states there. It's harder to be principled and stand up for what you believe in and to stand in solidarity with an ally, even if it's unpopular. But we as Australians demand more of our government, regardless of what countries around the world do. But I guess it shows also the desperation of some in the international community to end this conflict, and thinking that the way to do that is by placating the guiltier side, the side that has inflicted so much mayhem and violence and needless death. But that's not the way peace is achieved. Peace is achieved through strength, through negotiations, and this resolution fundamentally undermines all of that.
And just finally, were there efforts from the Executive Council to engage with the Foreign Minister and the government ahead of this vote? Were you surprised by Australia's decision in the end?
We engage with the government on a range of issues on a regular basis. We didn't specifically make representations on this point, but the government would have understood that this would have been a great affront to our organisation and the community we represent. It goes fundamentally against the interests of a bilateral relationship which benefits Australia in so many ways. It goes against our security, and it goes against the fight against terrorism. So the community will be bitterly disappointed for many reasons.